Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call of DCW Limited, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchstone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of DCW Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months ended of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Satvik Jain, President, Mr. Amitabh Gupta, CEO, Mr. Sudarshan Ganpati, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Pradeepto Mukherjee, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Satvik Jain to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Satvik.
Thanks, Anuj. Good afternoon, and thank you all for joining our earnings call to discuss the third quarter performance of FY24. Today, before handing it over to the performance. As you may already be aware, the chemical sector in India is currently going through one of its worst periods in over a decade. The pain continues into Q3 and has lasted much longer than anticipated. Though domestic demand remains resilient and underlying industries are growing, the weak global demand environment has resulted in continued excess imports across our product range that are putting significant pressure on pricing. Apart from the price erosion in the commodity products due to imports, sluggish demand for our exports also continued into Q3, resulting in further reductions in sales volumes. To add to the pain, the Tuticorin region in Tamil Nadu, where our facility is located, witnessed unprecedented rains and floods, which completely halted our operations for 10 days, causing production disruption and delay in some of our sales spilling over into Q4. Thankfully, our impact on stock loss is minimal as we are adequately covered with necessary insurance, and the expected impact is provided as an exceptional loss in this quarter. The price erosion coupled with lower sales volumes on our exports and impact of the floods has resulted in a 4% lower revenue and 48% lower EBITDA over the last quarter. Moving to the market situation on our products, the domestic industry for PVC and soda ash are both severely hit due to huge quantities of imports being dumped into India from China, Russia, Iran, etc. Unfortunately, until we see the global demand supply situation getting adjusted, this scenario will continue, especially as the domestic demand for both these products remains strong with a strong push from the government on the user industries. As for caustic soda, the realizations also continue to be under pressure due to overall slowness in global demand and oversupply situation in India. Coming to synthetic rutile, our sales were negligible in Q3, resulting in significant inventory buildup as we have continued our production. Weak demand in China is not only putting pressure on pricing, but also put pressure on our sales. However, the titanium metal demand remains strong, and we are seeing some green shoots from this quarter onwards. Our inroads into specialty chemicals is playing out and has given us a cushion to the bottom line in tough times. CPVC and SIOP remain strong and consistent contributors to our EBITDA and have added 32 crores to the EBITDA in the last quarter. With our new volumes of CPVC kicking in towards the end of Q3, we have declared the highest ever sales of CPVC in a quarter in Q3. As our production ramps up, we will see volumes improving over the coming quarters. Our SIOP debottlenecking project is also almost complete, with production volumes ramping up towards the end of this quarter, though sales will pick up with a lag effect. This has been an extremely tough year for our industry. However, even in this situation, DCW has prepared itself well with value-added products. With these capacities commercializing and with the export of synthetic rutile improving, we are hopeful that the situation will turn for the better from Q4 onwards. With that, I now request our CFO, Mr. Pradipto Mukherjee, to brief you on our financial performance. Over to you, Pradipto. Thanks.
Thank you, Satvik, and good afternoon, everyone. The financial highlights for quarter 3 of FY24 is as follows. The realizations across the company's commodity chemical segment continued to erode, however, with a lower pace, and settled for the quarter at stretched level across all our products. The caustic prices for the quarter stood at 30,000 rupees per ton, which is 10% down quarter on quarter. Synthetic rutile witnessed a significant reduction in export demand, and the company could only achieve volumes, negligible volumes at stretched prices. The PVC realization for the quarter was around 70,000 rupees a ton, showing a correction of 10% again quarter on quarter. However, the company did not witness any disruption in domestic demand. The soda ash prices further softened by 7% quarter on quarter and stood averaged at around 26,000 rupees per ton. However, the company was also operating at 85% capacity due to its gearbox failure. And as was informed to the exchanges, this situation will continue for the next couple of quarters. The company continues its journey to strengthen the specialty segment by commercializing the CPVC expansion plan, which we initiated a year back, and the effect of which has been partly witnessed in the third quarter and will gradually phase up in the coming quarters. The CPVC sales volumes for the quarter was highest for the company, resulting in a 25% increase in volumes quarter on quarter. The net realizations, however, corrected downwards with a decrease of 8% quarter on quarter. The SIOP sales volumes stood at 4,700 tons, showing early signs of recovery in the export demand. The prices more or less remained firm quarter on quarter. There was an unprecedented rain and waterlogging in the last 10 days of the quarter at the Tuticorin belt, which resulted in loss of production and sales in our facility as well. The loss of stock on account of flood, however, was limited since the company maintained adequate insurance coverage on its inventory as well as fixed assets. And the estimated impact of the same has been factored exceptional loss for the quarter. Further, the disruption on account of flood had resulted into spilling over of sales from quarter 3 to quarter 4. The operating revenue for the company at the quarter 3 stood at 398 crores, vis-a-vis previous quarter at 415 crores, down by 4%, and Q3 of the preceding year, down by 32%. As discussed, the price erosion across all our product segments to the range of 8 to 10%, barring SIOP, had a pressure on the top line, but the revenues just dipped by 4% since there was sales volume increase, both in caustic and PVC by 8% and CPVC by 25%. Coming to the operating profits, the EBITDA for Q3 from specialty segment, as was mentioned earlier, continued to be maintained at 32 crores as against 27 crores in quarter 3 of FY23, while the commodity segment clocked a loss of 8 crores, which basically is a swing from 13 crores of profit in the last quarter. The 9 months number for the company is as follows. The top line is 1,250 crores for the company with an EBITDA of 125 crores. The finance cost clocked at 53 crores for the 9 months as against 107 crores in the year ago. This was predominantly because of the refinancing activity which we undertook in September last year. Depreciation more or less remained flat at 69 crores and we have a profit before tax which is just pre-given. With this, request the participants to question on any areas they would like to seek further clarification. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Tushar Raghatate from Kamayakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know, in terms of revenue contribution, what would be your commodity chemicals and the specialty chemicals? Maybe in average percentage contribution. Yeah, and how do you see that moving towards the specialty next 2 to 3 years?
So I think for the quarter gone by, as we discussed, the specialty chemicals, which we basically add up the SIOP and the CPVC, that EBITDA remained at 32 crores. EBITDA remained at 32 crores quarter on quarter. I mean, both the quarters were 32 crores. Last year, the operating profits were around 27 crores. As we are adding volumes to our CPVC segment and also SIOP going forward, I think the way we had previously guided as well, we see that the EBITDA contribution from the specialty in the outer 2 years would be north of 55%.
Fair enough, sir. In this PVC, caustic soda and soda ash, all the prices are corrected heavily. Just wanted to know, do you see this as a bottom of the price cycle, or just wanted to know your view, sir.
Good afternoon, Amitabh Gupta here. You see, on the commodity, the prices are very much dependent upon the import of the product in India. Today, unfortunately, international markets are very, very weak. Especially China economy doing very, very bad. So the prices of these two products are not showing any signs of recovery. But this cannot last very long, and I think in the next 3-4 months, we will see some recovery in the commodities prices. So I think in the next 3-4 months, we will see some recovery in the prices of both soda ash and caustic soda. May not be very great, but then certainly it will be better than what it is today. Okay?
So just my last question. In your investor presentation, you mentioned the land bank of near to 2,500 acres. So what would be the price of that?
Land bank price.
The valuation might be.
Valuation.
So the land bank price means you're talking of fixed assets?
Yes, so you mentioned 2,500 crore of acres of land available in your investor presentation.
Yeah, so basically that's the land bank which we have. We are carrying those land bank at cost in our books. Obviously, the valuation would be 1,400 crores put together for both the plants. Basis the banking estimates which has been done last.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, regarding caustic, how much of caustic also do we consume in-house or we entirely sell it outside only?
So, we do not consume caustic in-house. We entirely sell it out.
Okay. And how much percentage of chlorine that is produced by you is as on today used, then in next quarter what are the estimate of the consumption in-house will go up of chlorine? Thank you, sir, for prompting me. Thank you. Please.
So basically we have been consuming around 65% of our chlorines in-house. The 30-35% is where we are not balanced, we are selling it. Going forward, as we ramp up our CPVC capacity, the idea is basically to become chlorine neutral. So with this capacity, we would inch up to around 80-85%. And the balance is what we need to continue to sell it in the market.
Okay. Sir, do we also have to consume PVC for making CPVC? And if yes, how much percentage of our production we consume in-house?
As of now, we are in the process of testing our PVC because you need a special quality of PVC for use in the CPVC.
Okay.
So R&D work is on to improve our product to fall in the quality requirements for CPVC. So if that happens, maybe in the next year, we will consume close to 10,000 tons of our PVC in our CPVC.
Okay. So so this thought has just now, I mean, these days only this thought has come or it has been long that you are already working it on?
So typically our first 10,000 tons of CPVC, what we are producing and selling historically, was through a process which does not allow us to use our own PVC. Now we have got into this expansion, doubling of capacity, where first of all our endeavor was to get the capacity and commercialize the product. Now we are doing R&D of using our own PVC in the new wet process and sell it. So that's the R&D which will take a quarter or 6 months for us to get comfortable with.
Right, sir. Sir, last time in the last con call, you had mentioned that you have some more ideas. You are doing a lot of R&D for producing certain more chemicals in the same complex. So, I mean, can you throw some light? Is there any development there or some?
We have always been maintaining a stance that first of all, we have obviously certain projects or capexes in the pipeline. First of all, we have completed commercialized the CPVC. Within a year's time, as we had communicated to the market, SIOP, we will do the capitalization of 18,000 ton to 28,000 ton by 31st of March, the benefits of which you will see in partly in this year and full-fledged for next year. Apart from that, whatever projects we have are more into the value-added segment and also keeping in mind that we have to become chlorine neutral. And we, as of now, it will be premature to mention what we are thinking. In next quarter, I think you can expect the communication from our side on the future.
Very nice. Thank you very much. And I think you have concluded But currently, sir, caustic soda capacity utilization will increase in the next quarter, or will it remain stagnant?
Should remain stagnant because we don't see any immediate recovery in the caustic soda. Maybe from quarter one of next financial year, maybe we can see some improvement.
Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
For the benefit of the viewer as well, we just wanted to say that we have also invested in a solar renewable energy to take care of 25% of our power requirement. That would have some significant benefits coming into our power costs, but that would only happen from quarter two of next year. That only will give us a leverage to go full capacity utilization for caustic. Because as of now, we're trying to balance the extra chlorine utilization plus the CPVC coming in and this power cost reduction, and we'll see how well we can enhance, the production.
Sir, the last time I had mentioned about rooftop solar also within the factory premises. Is there anything being done for that?
Rooftop solar doesn't produce enough for our requirement. Plus, whatever is generated within the complex, you cannot bank. Because solar, the entire business model works on your having the ability to bank the additional generation so that which you can use when the solar is not getting generated. So for that, essentially, there has to be an export of the surplus power, which is not allowed as per the current rules in the Tamil Nadu government. So you necessarily have to put a project outside your complex by which you can draw the power through the grid, and whatever is the surplus you can bank and which you can utilize in the PM hours when there is no solar grid.
Set off. This will be a set off from our consumption. And in Gujarat also, this is not suitable, sir, at our Dhangadhra plant.
Gujarat, we don't consume so much of power because Gujarat, our soda ash is more steam dependent. So it makes no commercial sense for us to go for any solar because our power requirement is not significant. In any case, we need to generate power for the sake of generating steam.
For generating steam, these days many people are shifting to LNG. I mean, if at all this is a feasible idea for us to save energy.
Per se, it is appearing to be expensive. We are also evaluating, but it looks to be an expensive proposal at on date. Because cogeneration of power and steam is more cheaper in terms of generating only steam using LNG.
Largely, we use coal everywhere for our power requirement and steam requirement. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, coal in Dharagadara, we use a combination of lignite and coal.
Okay.
In our Shahupuram complex, we use coal.
That also fully imported, I think. We use fully imported. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much for a lot of time given, sir, and explanation. Thank you. And all the best, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
So, a couple of questions from my side. So, the first one is, when do you anticipate a recovery or improvement in the pricing dynamics for the chemical products?
See, we are seeing some early signs of some recovery, but told by our CEO, I think we expect the price recovery to gradually happen somewhere from quarter one of next year. The demand remains strong. It is only the price that is what is really pulling us down. Because for all our products, we are seeing significant continuity of the domestic demand. Only thing is because of dumping from most of China and other countries, we are seeing a pressure on our realization.
Oh, okay. And the other question is, do we anticipate further correction in the prices of chemicals in the coming quarters?
I don't think so. There could be some marginal corrections, but I think prices have more or less bottomed out. I think from henceforth, we will see some period of prices getting stable, and then we can see if there is a, if the international demand improves, we can see some signs of a price recovery. Okay. First aim is to get the prices stabilized, which we feel that will happen in the next quarter.
Okay. And also, in the light of prevailing conditions in the chemical industries, could you provide insights into the company's revenue guidance for FY25?
So we would like to refrain from giving any guidance on the top line or the bottom line for the next year. All what we can say is that the TPVC capex, what has been concluded, you will, in current year, you will get the benefits of couple of months of revenue and bottom line. Next year, you have an annualization benefit of that. That means we would be having the benefits of TPVC top line and bottom line going up. It's a 35% margin business for us, even at current prices, and we think that would boost up significantly our bottom line. Secondly, we have the SIOP capacity built up for 28,000 tons from 18,000 tons, and that's also a 35 to 40% business for us into the specialty segment. So there is a runway of 7,000 tons of additional production to be sold. So I think the numbers would look significantly better even if the prices continue to be maintained at this level. We will also have the advantage of the power cost reduction by way of investment into renewable. So all put together, I think the numbers would look pretty much better than what you see today for our, in our financials. The important thing is that we have got the work done this year. Amidst all these problems, we have almost concluded all our projects and invested in the renewable. The benefits of this will get reaped in the next year financials.
Okay, I understood. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Vasani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand in terms of I was just trying to understand the realization for the caustic soda. So the revenue that we made for Q3 is around 75 CR and the quantity is around 17,280 that I can see from the presentation. So is it, if I divide that, then the realization generally comes around 43,500. So is it the right way of looking at it? Or
No. Caustic division compresses of revenue from all other products as well. So it is not per se only the caustic soda price. We also have synthetic rutile, chlorine, cycloroethylene, butox. There are many products which consist of which form part of the caustic division. So it will not be prudent to divide the revenue by the quantity.
Right. So what would be the realization for Q3 if you can give?
Of what? Come again?
For caustic soda, what would be the realization in FY20?
It was around 30,000 rupees.
30,000. Okay. So that is the ECU after considering the ECU portion, right?
No, the ECU would be lower because this is accounting realization what we are talking, because the chlorine will also have a separate realization. So the loss on sale of chlorine has to be deducted from 30,000 rupees.
Got it. Okay. Understood. And chlorine would be generally somewhere around 3,000 or 4,000 kind of a negative, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the second question, similar lines, as I saw from the presentation, the CPVC, the top line is around 51 CR in Q3, and the production quantity is around 4,000. So the realization that I derived, so that comes to around 1,27,000 kind of a thing. So
yes.
Is that the right way of looking at it?
No, if that may not be the right way, because not all is produced would have got sold. So I think that is not the right way. I think the realization will be, I would say, north of
130,000-135,000 rupees. So is that how much percentage it would have come compared to the last quarter?
It's come down by 8% quarter on quarter.
8%.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can see the new plant that we have commissioned, that we have started getting the production from that as well, if I'm not wrong. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And by what time do you expect that also to ramp up similar to what we
have commissioned the plant? We have commissioned the plant on 31st of October, to be precise. And then I think we had only 30-35 clear working days, because we were lost 10-12 days for flood and all those things. There will be a gradual ramping up. What we expect is that quarter four, we would see around, for the new facility, around 50-60% phased up. And maybe from quarter one of next year, you see the full capacity sold out in the market.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for answering my all questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Answer all your questions, and if you have anything further you'd like to know or ask about the company, please reach out to our IR managers, Valorem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of DCW Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.